This episode of Unreasonable Down is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people in the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to the peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the world's best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. And that's so important, especially in the airport. You got multiple bags, bringing them into the airport. It's nice to have that hookup system to put the small bag with the big bag so you're not flailing around. You have your hands ready to go. DB is making it happen, and I'm teaming up with DB to exclusively offer my listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10, P-O-D-1-0, or going to the link in my show notes. DB, it's time to move on, time to get going.
I'm not gonna raise my voice.
Yes! I'm really good at basketball for a puppet.
What just happened?
I drink your milkshake.
What's up with those shorts? It's either super good or super bad.
Unreasonable Down, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
Hello. From the Diet Prime Studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Down. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Off-season episode 15 with the Got Your Ears On guys. I'm scrolling here to see if anything's changed with realignment talk, or is WVU out of the league? Nope. Everything's still the same, up in the air. Don't want to think about it right now. So to get my mind off of realignment, conference realignment, which could hang over our head for months to years, let's go into make-believe land and let's create a team of former WVU basketball players or current WVU basketball players that you would want to assemble to play a game of combat basketball where there's no rules. We're looking for toughness. We're looking for guys who aren't going to back down. You want to, your foxhole team. That's the fantasy draft that me and the guys from the Got Your Ears On podcast have done. You should check out their podcast. They talk about WVU, all sorts of sports, not just basketball. We do a fantasy draft of pick your guys you want in the foxhole with you. So check that out now. Let's not talk about realignment. Diet Prime is the lead sponsor of Unreasonable Doubt. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Embroidery. I don't know if embroidery has anything to do with summer, but Diet Prime knows about embroidery, and they can help you with your embroidery needs. Embroider a hat, embroider a polo, embroider a t-shirt. Think of something that needs embroidered, Dyer Prime can do that for you. Start your summer off with embroidery with Dyer Prime, 304-767-4445, or find them on Facebook or Instagram at Dyer Prime. All right. The Got Your Ears On guys are back. Repeat appearance, Guido Scootin' Johnson. Welcome back to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
What it is.
We're excited to be back. Yeah. I mean, I feel kind of honored to be on a second time, guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
thanks, Josh.
Yeah. We're getting close to Shadow Stevens territory.
Yes, we are
Hollywood
getting very
Squares.
Close. Yes, we are the Shadow Stevens of your podcast. Unreasonable Doubt.
Yes.
Right now, I guess you'd be like the Jim J. Bullock.
That's correct. Yeah, yes. We're a close second. A close second.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so guys, to get our mind off of realignment talk and my fear of engaging multiple people in conversation, we're going to do a draft. Last year, we did a quarantine meal draft. That's still available on the internet. You can check that out. But this year, we're going basketball, and we're going
former and current WVU basketball players that you would want to quote unquote go to war with? Your Foxhole team, okay. Your Bill Lane Beer combat basketball team, if you could choose them, and you can go back to when WVU basketball began until now. That's who we're choosing. We're choosing our Foxhole team. I have a list. I'm sure everybody's prepared and have their list of guys. We'll go in snake draft order. Last year, Guido started. So Scoot gets to go first this year, followed by Johnson, then Guido, and then I'll round it out. Is everybody ready?
Yes. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, let's build our team. So Scoot, you have the first pick in the first round. Who's going to be in your foxhole?
Well, strange enough, and I think he's got a skill set that not many former Mountaineers have. I'm going with Dennis Kalichla.
Nice.
A bigger guy.
The Turk.
He's got some size to him. He can play the guitar. He can maybe translate for us. So I'm opting for the Turk, the Istanbul, if you will.
I would say a surprise at the first pick, but there's not a bad pick in the Foxhole team. And so we'll go to the second person, Johnson. First pick for your Foxhole team.
So it's hard to go with a first pick here, Josh, but I think for me, an 80s kid. If you think back to those late 80s teams, and he just passed away, God rest his soul, but Chris Brooks was a thunderous dunker. He was an intimidating presence on the floor, and I had to look it up, but he's second in WVU history in fouls. So I think you need a guy that's like, you know, he's used to bruising. He's used to throwing some elbows. I'm going to go Chris Brooks with my number one pick.
I really like that pick. I thought you were going to say second in fights in WVU school history. And of course that guy would need to be on the Foxhole team.
Yes.
That's also a weird stat to keep track of. So Chris Brooks is Johnson's first pick. We'll go to Guido here. Who is your first pick for your combat basketball team?
I feel like this guy slipping to number three is a steal for me on this. And I've got to go Cam Thurlman on this one. Like how has he gotten to the third pick? Like Scooty let him by, Johnson let him by. I mean, I've got to be the guy who takes Cam. Like, how could you not take Cam Thurman?
I kind of feel like you just stole one off the board, Scoot's big board, with that right there.
I was trying to sneak him in a later round is what I was trying to do.
Oh, he's definitely a top three pick for me. I mean, all he did was block people out, set picks, and put people on the ground. Like, it's true. Cam Thurman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he threw Heron Goody to the ground in the Coliseum, and everybody really enjoyed that. That broke my heart that you picked Cam Thurman, one of my favorite players of all time, in any game. I picked him in the pick your starting five from the Huggins era. That's how much I love Cam Thurman. So I will recover here, and for my pick, I'll go – oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with a guy from the 90s. That I just remember being very gifted athletically, but he didn't seem menacing, but I bet he could be. I'm going Gordon Malone.
Oh, I like this pick. Oh, I like this pick. That's a good pick.
Very similar to Scoot's, you know, reason he picked Kalichla. Like, I don't think you could move Gordon Malone. He kind of got where he wanted to go. Super big and also very quick. So I'm going Gordon Malone, and it snakes back to me. So at the guard position, now in the coaching profession, but like he played games shooting with his other hand. I'm going with Joe Mazzulla.
Yes.
For my second pick.
Yeah, that one kills me a little.
I believe, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, also has a good relationship maybe, or has developed a relationship with law enforcement. He and Cam Thurman, I believe, at a Pittsburgh Pirates game So there is that as well. Yes.
There is that. There is that. Thank you for reminding us of that.
I mean, they are not here to defend themselves, so we can't get into it too much, but yeah.
So I'm going with Missoula. That brings it back to Guido for his second pick in the Foxhole team made up of WVU players. Who you got?
Yeah, and I feel like for this pick, I've got to go big. Like, I feel if you're in the Foxhole and you need some protection, you just need a guy who looks big and menacing. So I'm going 7 foot, 265 pounds, Jamie Smoligan. Just a big guy.
No, that is a ridiculous pick.
He's a big guy, though.
He may be a big guy. He looks like an accountant. Come on.
But
Jamie Smoligan's, he was shooting 20-footers. He is tall. I mean, we're not going to disagree about him being big and tall.
He might be doing your taxes, though, while you're in the Foxhole. Like, what are we talking
about? He's Smoligan and Smoligan CPA.
Yes. Well, Guido, first of all, you're going to have to fold him up to get him in the Foxhole with you to begin with.
That's true.
That's a tall guy.
His head's poking at the top. Yeah. He's hit right off the bat.
I like that Johnson is thinking about logistics of actually players into the Foxhole. That is fantastic. And so, Johnson, with that kind of mind frame, give me your second pick for your Foxhole team.
So I think when you think, you know, so Josh, you were talking about maybe leading the team in fights, things like that. You may remember Wesley Harris being ready to throw down with teammates at any time. So because of that, like, I feel like he had that junkyard dog mentality, like, oh, you want to go? Let's go. I want that guy with me in the Foxhole. I'm going Wesley Harris.
Such a good pick. And another name I have to mark off of my list, of my big board. Again, we're going to the Foxhole here, and we do have video footage.
We do.
Wesley Harris swinging at somebody storming the court. So Wesley Harris is your pick, and that's a great pick. And we're back to Scoot with his second pick.
My second pick is a guy that is no stranger to confrontation. He's a guy you want on your side because of a couple of reasons. I'm going with Eric Murray. And the main reason why I'm choosing Eric Murray is anyone that's willing to get a bow tie tattooed around their Adam's apple, that's a guy I want with me.
That's a tough guy.
That's a guy I want with me.
That's a tough guy.
That's a very sensitive area to get a tattoo.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, this guy, he's got a high pain threshold. That's what I need.
Solid pick. And you've started off big, Scoot. So let's go with your third round pick, Scoot. It's back to you. You've got Kalichla and Murray. Hmm. Who else he ends?
That's tough. I'm gonna go with a skill set again. I'm going with Sags Kanate. I believe he can any kind of grenades thrown on our direction, he can swat them back to the other side, maybe back into no man's land or something like that. So we are going Sags Kanate. I've got a very large Foxhole to store these gigantic men in. So that's what I'm going with.
Scoot is such a great visual of somebody throwing a grenade and picturing Kanate swatting it out of the air.
That's right.
Back towards the
volleyball cell. Two hands. Straight up. He's not getting in your cylinder.
And now I'm thinking about the volleyball scene in Top Gun. So let's keep moving along. That's a me problem. Let's go to Johnson's third pick for his Foxhole team.
Well, Josh, you know, so Missoula really has messed me up here, okay? Because I think you got to go with somebody like that's going to rally the troops, maybe, you know, if they get down. I'm going to take you back to 2005 NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, I believe, Wake Forest. Nobody thought we should even be close. But my man Tyrone Sally, he would not quit. He looked into the teeth of that Wake Forest team. He would not quit. He kept rallying the troops. And you know a sad Chris Paul ending to that game, one of the best games I think I've ever watched. I'm going to go Tyrone Sally. I want that guy with me in the Foxhole.
In the Energizer Bunny role of your Foxhole team, you're going with Tyrone Sally. He did not let that – what's a double overtime classic game. Tyrone Sally, great pick. Now we're at Guido with his third pick. He's got Cam Thurman and Jamie Smoligan. Guido, who are you adding to your team?
I'm going with the Johnson sort of school of thought. you look at those personal fouls, and at the top of that list, just above Chris Brooks, is Darryl Prue. And he, with 391 career fouls.
That's a lot.
He had
lot of fouls.
He had 110 his junior year. Like, he was taking people out.
He's throwing bows. He's throwing bows.
So so I think I'll go with my third pick, Darryl Prue, from what, 80s, late 80s, 89.
Yes, yeah. That same Chris Brooks, I think, time frame-ish.
Yeah, old A-10 days.
Yeah.
It's such a solid pick and such solid reasoning for you all for the research for this game, looking for leaders and fouls in their career. It's a point I couldn't get to. I just went on in my mind. And so, you know, you all are doing Moneyball. I'm the guy they're kicking out. And so with my third pick, I'm going under the Wesley Harris theorem. I'm going the 2010 Final Four team, Dan Jennings.
Oh, this is good.
That was a good one.
I know where Josh is going with this. This is good.
Sneaky one I was trying to hold off to later.
This is a good pick.
I mean, the story is that he left the team at halftime of a game, which is not really what you want for a Foxhole situation. Yes. But also, he didn't care. And then it kind of makes me want to have him in the Foxhole.
You stole one from me.
Yeah, you need a bit of a loose cannon guy, you know, on your team. Right.
That's my Eric Murray, if you will.
Yes, in the Eric Murray. Yes, you're Eric Murray. Guido's Jamie Smalligan, always seen as a wild card. And then my Dan Jennings. We're kind of hitting the same notes, but that's good. And we're going to have a good comparison teams. So Dan Jennings for me, and that swings back to me for the next pick. And I am going to go with, you know what? This guy, this is another Kalichla pick for me. And I just think about him going against the guy from Baylor whose name is escaping me. But Devin Williams in the immovable object kind of toughness, where you thought the floor was going to explode when he was going against Rico Gathers, I believe is the guy's name. I'm going Devin Williams with my fourth pick, and I'm surprised he's still on the board.
Yeah, you just kind of, again, that's a Joe Mazzulla steal off my big board here, Josh. That's a great pick. That's a really nice pick.
He just didn't, nobody could move him.
Plus, like, he comes equipped
with rebounds because nobody could move him.
And he comes equipped with goggles too, I feel like, you know, so he's got some. He's ready to go, you know, protection already built in, some PPE.
He's protected, yes.
Yes, he's got protective goggles on. So Guido, your fourth pick for your combat basketball team, who are you picking?
Yeah, I feel like every good, like, combat basketball team or, you know, Foxhole, like, you need a good hype guy, right? You need somebody who's going to get the troops pumped up, excited.
Yeah.
So I've got to go with a man who's always on fire. Daryl Truck Bryant. Truck Bryant, he's going to hype the crew up, man. He's going to be getting everybody pumped up. He's going to get them all on fire. He's going to get them going.
He's also going to take a lot of contact at the rim and never get the benefit of a call.
Yes, that is true.
You know,
that
is true. He's used to the combat. He is.
I think Truck Bryant should be on a Foxhole team, and that's a great pick, Guido. And so we'll go to Johnson. Your next pick, you've got Chris Brooks, Wesley Harris, Tyrone Sally. Who else are you picking up?
Yeah, this is tough. Like I said, I was heading Devin Williams, but I think I'm going to take you back to the end of the Gale Catlett era. And there was a game, I think we were at Virginia Tech. It may have been a home game, but I think we were at Virginia Tech. And Chris Moss wanted to fight the entire arena. Do you remember that? Everyone was getting a complimentary, I think, double-handed bird to the crowd. I think he wanted to just, like, kind of do a, like, Malice at the Palace, to be honest. If he had the chance, they had to sort of pull him back into the locker room. I want that. I want that mentality in my Foxhole. I'm going Chris Moss.
It's such a good pull and a good, and yes, he's not scared and he's taking on everybody in the building. And he's doing gestures to let you know that he's not happy with anybody in the stadium.
Good communication skills. He has good communication skills.
Yes.
An effective communicator.
Clarity is kindness, Scoot. That's what I've heard. And so it's you, Scoot. It's time for your fourth pick.
This is a tough one. This is tough. Part of me says, do I go Logan Rowdy? Tripped a guy once. That was something. Is that a skill I like? But I'm going to go back to an international, some international flavor. I like the translator. I like the diplomat, maybe.
All right.
I'm going with Johannes Erbär.
Yeah.
Johannes Erbär. That's surprisingly 6'6". I never would have thought
and
that.
And also, during his entire career, I'm pretty much solid on the thought that no one ever called him Johannes.
That's right.
But yes.
Joe. No. They all call him Joe.
But if you want to sort of like lather him up before he gets in the foxhole with that name, I mean, maybe that makes some sense.
I went to a game, Joe Erbär juggled a basketball like a soccer ball the entire perimeter of the court. This is a multi-talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
Talented with his feet, talented with the basketball. He can speak German because he is German. I would think he could speak it. So we're going with Joe Erbär.
Super smart, honor roll guy, and kind of the quiet. I don't know what's going on with this guy. He's kind of quiet, very consistent.
My operation.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of the forgotten guy in those Sweet 16 Elite 8 teams. But like he was clutch and great foxhole pick. And so we're here with your last pick, Scoot. Final pick for your foxhole team.
It's another tough pick. I like a defensive standout. I'm going to go Dior Fischer.
A lot of blocks out of Dior.
Yeah.
He was a solid, led WVU in blocks until maybe Sags. Maybe Sags have maybe taken him over. I'm not sure. It was pretty close, though.
You've got ball handler, Scoot. That's my only concern about your team, but you've got a lot of
defense. A lot of defense.
A ton of defense. Fischer and Kanate together. That's like your back line. Nobody gets past that.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, Johnson, your last pick. Who you got?
So I'm kind of surprised he's still on the board. I mean, it might be, you know, a recency bias, but I think anyone that's going to pick up people in the NBA full court and harass them all the way back to the basket, I got to go with Javon Carter. I mean, he's just like a bulldog. He's in your face. He doesn't care what the situation is. Down 20, up 20, you're still getting the same effort out of Javon. He's still pressing you the whole time. I'm going to go Javon Carter.
It is probably the steal of the draft, Javon Carter in the fifth round. Fantastic pick, Johnson. And I had to mark off another one off my list. Guido, your last pick for your foxhole team. Who do you got?
Yeah, this is hard. I had a couple of names in there that I really wanted to go with, but I feel like if I don't pick this person, he may never appear on our podcast again.
That's a good pick. I know where you're going. I was going to lobby for him as a sixth man.
Senior Diddy himself, Brett Solheim, had a great career. And just for the fact that if you ever look at our Got Your Ears on Twitter, we post a lot this gif of him throwing some elbows out there after a rebound. So, you know, I gotta go with the Norwegian Stallion. Is that what we want to call him?
Oh wow, I don't know
if we would call him that. The Minnesota Madman.
The Minnesota Madman. I like that better. So
Solheim did have like 300 plus fouls though, so he fits this category. I feel like.
Yeah, he's in like the top 15, top 20 in fouls.
You're gonna want him in there with you. Hard nosed.
Yeah. He definitely looks like a guy that should have had a lot of flagrant ones and twos.
Yes.
The Norwegian what?
Stallion? I don't want to repeat it. I don't want to repeat it. I might get in trouble.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
I'm still reeling from that. but he's in your foxhole too, guys, right? So it works on multiple levels. So Brett Solheim. So then my last pick. Well, I'm going with another guard. I saw him in Charleston with the TBT team. And Tariq Phillip, you want him on your team. It's the glue guy of combat basketball, would not back down, and got a mean streak to him. Definitely saw him in Charleston. He was communicating with the other team and with his teammates. So I'm going with Tariq Phillip.
That's a great pick. I love
That is a great pick. Yeah.
Wow. And so apologies to some of the guys that didn't make the team, and I'm not going to name them specifically, but to recap, Scoot has Dennis Kalichla, Eric Murray, Sagaba Kanate, Joe Erbär, and Dior Fischer. Johnson's team, Chris Brooks, Wesley Harris, Tyrone Sally, Chris Moss, and the Bulldog, Javon Carter, Guido, Cam Thurman, Jimmy Smolligan, Daryl Prue, Truck Bryant, and Solheim, and my team of Gordon Malone, Joe Mazzulla, Dan Jennings, Devin Williams, and Tariq Phillip. Guys, we have our teams. who's got the foxhole team to end all foxhole teams?
I'm going to weigh in first. I think Josh has put together a solid. See, he took – I was eyeing Devin and Joe Mazzulla. See, I think the other parts he put around those guys, he's got a solid squad. That's a good-looking squad. Feels balanced. Feels like he's got ball handling and defense. That's a solid squad.
I'm going to say I've got the best team, and that's not going to surprise you.
I can't imagine.
I'm shocked.
It's a shock to everybody, Scooty.
I've got two guys in my foxhole that if you, let's say you run across no man's land, you're running, right? And you drop down into my trench, and all of a sudden, Eric Murray's on one side of you and Dennis Kolicla's on the other. You're getting up and out of that foxhole and running back across no man's land. You're not staying.
You are. Yeah, you are. You kind of are.
Like, that's not a comfortable situation.
Yeah, and that's before you even get to Dior Fisher.
Right. And Joe Aber's going to talk German to you.
We think.
I think.
Hey, but listen, your taxes ain't getting done in your foxhole. Yeah, taxes getting correct. Done in my foxhole.
Your bread is going to be checked. If Marshawn Lynch were with you, your bread would be checked.
If you're doing accounts receivables in your foxhole, I think Guido's team is the team. We're picking on JB Smolligan. Scoot, here's the thing about Scoot's team that's really sneaky is that you've got the communicators up front. You've kind of got Dennis is not talking, but he's like a strong presence at the front of the line. Joe Airbear's trying to talk you out of it. And let's say get past those guys. Then you're in the foxhole with Eric Murray and Kanate and Fisher. He took the foxhole part, not literally like Johnson, but he's like, if you get past a couple of guys, you got to get past this.
Yeah.
And that seems like the most formidable challenge.
It does. That's true. It does.
Eric Murray alone scares me. Like I could be in a very well-lit room and I would be nervous around Eric
Let
Murray.
Let alone the foxhole is right, what you're saying.
Right. Wow. That's guys, we did it. Please, people listening to this, let me know. I'll put this on the social media. Let me know who has the toughest foxhole team. Guys, it's a pleasure. Had fun. Let's do it again sometime. Thank you for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Unreasonable Doubt is on the social media. On Instagram at UnreasonableDoubtWV, on Twitter at I'm Josh Witt, on Facebook, go to that search bar thing and type in Unreasonable Doubt. Do it! Interact with the show. Big thanks again to the Got Your Ears On guys for joining me on the podcast doing the Foxhole team draft. Let me know, who do you think won that draft? Who has the best Foxhole team? You can find the Got Your Ears On podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find them on Twitter at Got Your Ears, E-E-R-S. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox. Please subscribe or follow the podcast. Hit the button that allows this podcast to automatically download to your device for free. If you don't, then it really does hurt me in some kind of way. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. WVU for the 2020-2021 season, they were 19-10.